We got Allie on the cat phone. She's a teacher, grew up in Charlotte, lives in Kannapolis. Good. Allie, what's your good news?
I was selected to go to space camp. There's 200.
I bet you are. Now, what does that entail?
It's a week-long professional development opportunity for teachers where we learn about forces in motion. It's for teachers who teach fifth grade through middle school, and you get to collaborate with teachers from all over the world.
Wow. Would you ever go into space?
I don't think so. But I would learn about, you know, more about space so I can come back and teach my students and hopefully inspire them to go into math and science fields.
Terrific. What about Mars?
I think I'm happy with 2 feet on Earth.
You know what? I agree with her. Okay. I don't even like going upstairs at the house.
No, you don't.
I want to stay as close to the planet as I can. Yeah. I love this. This is good news. Anytime you got some, share it with us so we can share it with everybody. 1-800-570-9690.
WKKT Statesville.
It's time for High-Low Cash Money.
7-8-11-4.
Driven by Lake Norman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on 96.9 The Cat.
Here's the deal. So you win the cash right now, and then Monday during our good news segment, we'll have you on talking about winning money. I like that. Caller 24, 1-800-570-9690. 96.9.
The Cat.
My house has a new glow.
Kohl's.com for details.
What's up, y'all? Tyler and BK here. We're Florida Georgia Line with the iHeart Country world premiere of our new song,
Holy, on 96.9 The Cat.
You're holy.
There it is, y'all. We're Florida Georgia Line, and that's our brand new song, Holy.
It's an iHeart Country world premiere.
Presented by AutoZone. Hoods up, America. AutoZone has everything you need to get in the zone.
On 96.9 The Cat.
96.9, the cat number one for New Country. It's Granger Smith, Paul Shadden, morning with Meg to the cat phone. Who's this?
Hey, this is Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte, let me guess.
I'm in Charlotte.
That's what I thought. What are you doing this weekend?
Having a cookout on Sunday.
Oh, what are you having? Steaks, hot dogs, hamburgers?
Barbecue.
That's nice. That's nice and tasty. What town?
Charlotte.
I was just going to see if I could trick you, but you're still in Charlotte, right? How much money do you think's in that high-low jackpot?
I'm going to go with 808-12.
808-12, judges.
Whoa! Too high!
They say you're too high.
Oh, okay.
Come on back, 8 o'clock this morning.
I'll do it.
Now, top five, trending on the cat.
Weather looks good, mostly sunny. Some clouds today, about 85 degrees. Mm-hmm. Chance of thunderstorms, maybe some rain more late Saturday night into Sunday. We've got the iHeart World Premiere today. Proud to be an iHeart Country station. Yes. We get so many like advanced things and goodies to give away and special trips, but today we're doing this brand new song, Florida Georgia Line, at the top of every hour. Holy is the name of it. And Holy stands for something, and if you listen to the song, you can find out what it stands for.
Hey.
There you go. How about this? You see the Hornets on tonight?
Yes.
We can win the series.
Yes. 8 o'clock.
We were down 2-0.
We were.
But the way we came together as a morning show and rooted them on.
Absolutely.
And what Meg's done for the team.
It's crazy.
The coach, special thank you. Hats off to you.
Wow.
And the Panthers, they drafted a defensive tackle round one, Vernon Butler. Did you see the guy that was supposed to be like toward the top of the draft?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's going to be, was it Lamar?
Tunsil.
So this guy was going to be top five probably, right? Yeah. So the draft gets underway. Somebody hacks his account. And puts up on, was it his Facebook or social media?
Yeah, one of those things. One of,
on his account, him doing drugs. Oh. Then they put into his,
Instagram,
a conversation he had with a coach trying to get the coach to pay his like rent or something. So this guy, once that hits, this guy starts blah, 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 falling right off the charts.
Jeez.
Right? Do you see the, this was crazy. This was in Baltimore. This guy dresses up like a panda. And he goes to a TV station. He's got a flash drive, and he wants the TV station to run his flash drive, but he's dressed up as a panda. And when you work in TV and radio, you always worry that some nutty is going to show up and do something wacky.
Right.
Right? I mean, even wackier than what you do on the air.
I know.
And it gets management and frizzle, and you're not supposed to let, don't let people in.
Exactly.
They're wandering around the gate. You call the police. So this guy's dressed as a panda, says he's got a bomb. So they wind up shooting this guy. And the panda goes down. Do you see how they got him out the building?
Mm-mm.
So he's inside like the lobby, and they took bamboo shoots and laid them on the curb outside the building.
And it worked?
Then it did work. They got him out. And then the bomb actually was tinfoil wrapped candy bars.
Food trumps all.
And they were saying that if they would have let him, or a lot of people, you know, because they shot the guy, they're saying if they would have just let him eat one of the candy bars, mm-hmm. or at least one bite, he would have turned into Joe Pesci. And a lot of people are all up in arms about this.
Okay.
Because what satisfies?
Snickers.